to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 27th of Sha'ban 1442 and we continue with chapter 11, Surah Hud. And our starting point today is verse number 109. We take this opportunity to thank our brothers, mashallah, Mon Arafat, Barakallahu Fikum, our engineers, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain, Jazahumullah Khair, our Brother Tobela also is here. May Almighty Allah reward all of them. So we focus on chapter 11 and that is Surah Hud and verse number 109. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, فَلَا تَكُفِي مِرْيَةٍ مِمَّا يَعْبُدُهَا أُولَىٰ. Did you, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now many places, several places in the Quran Sharif you will find that Almighty Allah is addressing the Master alayhi salatu salam. But the message is not for the Master alayhi salam, it's for me and you. For example, Quran Kareem states, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ أَمَلُكَ. If you commit shirk, Allah forbid, then your actions will go in vain. So obviously Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to demolish and abolish the shirk and polytheism where people associated, ascribing somebody, something to Almighty Allah, the Supreme Being. So the Master alayhi salam will never have doubt. If people will have doubt, it's me and you, Allah forbid. So we must eradicate and eliminate this doubt. Hence Almighty Allah teaches us chapter 11 and verse number 109, فَلَا تَكُفِي مِرْيَةٍ مِمَّا يَعْبُدُهَا أُولَىٰ. That you must not have any doubt, مِمَّا يَعْبُدُهَا أُولَىٰ, regarding what those people are worshipping. Somebody are worshipping idols, somebody worshipping trees, somebody worshipping people like Jesus, peace be upon him, and so forth. So you must have no doubt that such people, that they are committing kufr and shirk, blasphemy and polytheism. Ma ya'budun. And if you ask them for a proof and evidence, they are not worshipping illa kama ya'budu aba'uhum min qabl, except like how their forefathers were worshipping before. You know our people, what they say, if you tell them what you're doing is not Islamic, they say bab dada em karta huta, that our forefathers used to do this, therefore we are following this custom tradition. So custom, tradition, culture, all that has no place in Islam. When it tramples upon the laws of Islam and it goes against the Sharia, the divine law and the divine code. Wa inna lamuwaffuhum nasibahum ghayra manqus. And we will surely pay them their dues, meaning their punishment. Nasibahum, their share, ghayra manqus. And there will be no decrease, no discount, nothing of that sort. Almighty Allah has warned us in various places in the Noble Quran, Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. And after death, wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al-qiyamah. And then you will be rewarded fully on the day of justice, or you will be punished fully on the day of justice. So it shows that after death, people will see everything. And this is enshrined in chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran. Imran, verse number 185. So here Almighty Allah is warning them. Almighty Allah goes back to the incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, that many a time people want to place their desires, their worm's fancies, and give it the primary position, and then they want to twist and turn the text in favor of their worm's fancies or theory or what experiments, observations. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ, and surely we bless Nabi Musa, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, the book, that is the Torah. Three things we must know. What is the meaning of Musa? Nabi Musa, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, الْوَلَدُ فِي التَّابُوتِ, the baby that is there in the box and floating on the water. Second one, Nabi Musa, Prophet Moses, was dark in complexion, with sheepish hair. What sheepish hair he had, but Almighty Allah elevated him so much, so much. But Almighty Allah, our complexion, our languages, our ethnicity, all this has no importance. Remember that our belief structure and our actions, that is what is the criteria by Almighty Allah. Hence, 136 times Almighty Allah has mentioned Nabi Musa alayhi salam's Mubarak blessed name. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ, and indeed we gave Prophet Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the book. This is بَعْدَ غَرْقِ فِرْعَوْنِ, after the drowning of the Pharaoh and his cronies. So during the time of the Pharaoh, there was no Torah. Always remember that. فَخَتُلِفَ فِي, and then they started differing. So this is the point I made. When people give their logic, their rationale, their so-called intelligence, preference over revelation, then that becomes the path of ruin and disaster. As you can see today in the parliaments of the various countries in the world, that every day, every week, they are sitting once, twice, thrice, whatever, and then they enact the laws, they sanction the laws, and half the time the laws, they have to repeal it, they have to bring about amendments to it, or it is not practical, it becomes one big joke. So, فَخْتُلِفَ فِي, but in Sharia, you follow the revelation and not the reason and rationale of human being. So that is perfect because it comes directly from Almighty Allah. Subhanallah. Almighty Allah transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect. Look at the sunrise daily, the sunset daily, and you will see the perfection and accuracy there. And what happened to these people? Almighty Allah gave them respite. Walawla kalimatun sabakat min rabbik, had it not been the words that went forth already from your Allah, meaning Allah has set the time for punishment, for reward, all that on a particular time, laqudiya baynahum, the matter should be already decided between them. And these people who are committing the blasphemy and polytheism, wa innahum lafi shakkim minhum murib, they are in doubt. Shak is doubt, and murib, raib, it means the increasing in their doubt. From doubt they're going into become skeptical, and then they become atheist and so forth. Minhum murib, regarding Almighty Allah, regarding the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, regarding the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran. Wa inna kullal lamma, and by Almighty Allah, definitely everyone will be rewarded fully, or they will be punished according to their actions. Rabbuka, your Allah, your sustainer, will reward them or punish them, a'malahum, according to their deeds and actions. Innahu bima ya'maluna khabir, he Almighty Allah is all aware of their deeds and their actions. The next verse is of primary importance. This entire surah, this entire chapter, remember, is called Surah Hud, because you must remember of the incident narrative of Nabi Hud alayhi salam. We discussed that. But what is one virtue of the surah? One day, the greatest personality to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu wa salam, peace be upon him, that was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He was in the company of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the beard mubarak, the lihya mubarakah that we see of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there was some hair that was greyish, whitish, approximately 20. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are going grey, going whitish. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shayyabatni suratu Hud. The surah Hud is making me grey and whitish, referring to this verse here, chapter 11 and verse 112. Fastaqim kama umirt. Remain steadfast, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you are commanded. Imagine to remain steadfast, because the Master alayhi salam speech, actions would be the precedent for humanity and posterity, whether in public, private, whether in a happy mood, in a sad mood, in all conditions, how difficult that will be for me and you. We know we can never manage that, but Almighty Allah gives us glad tidings. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhimul malaikatu alla takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. When you say Almighty Allah is our sustainer, nourisher, provider, and you remain steadfast on that at all times, all places, circumstances, we have that, then Allah sends the angel droves and droves in groups and groups in this worldly life before death. Now we are in our last moments, the angels will come. Do not fear, do not grieve, don't be sad. These are the glad tidings of Jannah for you and paradise for you. Nahnu awliyaukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. We are protecting you in this worldly life and in the year after, and then you will enter Jannah and paradise. Chapter number 41 and verses 30, 31, 32. So Almighty Allah wants from us istiqamah, steadfastness. We are on the verge of Ramadan. How many are Muslim throughout the world that we become so pious during Ramadan, and after Ramadan our battery, our iman, Allah forbid, goes flat. You know, if you go to Iraq where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah is buried, next to him you will find Bishr Hafi, the sage of the age, rahimahullah, is buried. He used to say, Bi'sal qawm la ya'arifoon Allah illa fi Ramadan. Very bad are the people who only worship, recognize Allah during Ramadan. So look at where we are. So ask Allah that we continue with the good during Ramadan and post Ramadan as well. First taqim kama umir, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remain steadfast as you are commanded. Wa man taba ma'ak, and those who are repenting with you, the sahaba, the ummah, the companions, wa la tadghu, you the ummah, don't transgress. Innahu bima ta'maluna basir, and he Almighty Allah knows whatever, and Almighty Allah sees and observes whatever you are doing. In Islam, everything is based on justice. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, and do not incline and bend towards those people who are the zalims, the oppressors, the dictators. And see, in the Muslim countries, Arab countries, non-Muslim countries, how many tenpot dictators they are. So don't go towards them, because if you go there, you know they're doing wrong, but because of the perks, because of the money and ulterior motive, then short-term benefit. For تَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, the fire will afflict you, touch you. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَا, and remember, there's no one besides Almighty Allah as a protector. ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ, and then there'll be no one to assist you. So inshallah, we make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that today between 1:30 and 2 there will be our tafsir from the archives, and that will be from verses 91 onwards inshallah. Similarly, from 6 to 9 will be our brother Suleiman Esrob live in the studio. So make dua for us and the ummah at large and this few remaining days. My one advice to you, with whom you are not speaking, remember remember, make amends, ask that person for forgiveness, and so forth and so on, before the month of Ramadan starts. In that way, Almighty Allah will unite our hearts. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq and acceptance, inshallah.
Ustaz, let's go to a month in 40. It says here, can a person search for i'tikaf while in iddah during the month of Ramadan? I don't know my sister, Ustaz.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. That a lady want to sit in iddat, there are certain conditions. Condition number one is, if she's married, then remember that she must take, you understand, permission from her husband. If she's not married, then she must take permission from her father. Next one, she must not be in the status, or in the case of menses and nifas and postnatal. So like that, there are many, many conditions. My advice to the ladies, someone very close to me in my family just contacted me yesterday and said that one of the ladies, and they said that they want to sit for the sunnat etikaf during Ramadan at home in one of their rooms where they read prayer. So when I explained all this to her, and she said, this is no, it will be very difficult. So my advice to you ladies, remember, is best is you sit for nafil etikaf, because sometimes the bell will ring, you want to go there. The phone rings, you want to go there. During the day, up and down, you want to go to kitchen and thus and all these things here. So therefore, in this case here also to the sister, my advice will be, rather you sit for nafil etikaf. Nafil etikaf means you say, I'm sitting from Asr to Maghrib, or I'm sitting the whole night. So 1-2 hours, and you spend 5 hours, is fine. You made intention for 3-4 hours, and thereafter that, after 1 hour, you went away, and then it's fine. There are no consequences. There's no qaza, nothing, when you make intention for nafil etikaf. That will be my advice to you mothers and sisters.
I think that, I need advice from you this Saturday morning. Somebody's cat came in our yard and refuses to leave. We feed him knowing he's not ours. It is 3 months now that he is with us. Are we sinful for keeping him? This is Oliver, Ustad.
Thank you, Oliver. Remember that in a case like this, now there's 2-3 different scenarios. If the cat is yours and you are feeding it, every time you do so, you treat it with kindness and so forth, then it's a great reward. You know, in the prophetic tradition, where Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke, one lady landed up, you must remember, in Jannah, in paradise, the person went to paradise. Why? They showed kindness, you must remember, to the dog that was thirsty. And another person landed up in the fire because they were punishing the cat, kitten and so forth. So we must always show kindness, compassion to the entire creation. Inna Allah katab al ihsan ala kulli shay. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has prescribed goodness, ihsan, favor to the entire creation of Almighty Allah. So therefore we say stunning and all that for animals is totally haram. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif. Second one is, if it is somebody's cat, then you have to take permission, or you have to return the cat to the rightful owner. Third one, if it is a stray cat, then you keep it there, and if you are tired of it, or that cat is not really so comfortable there, feeling miserable, then you contact the SPCA or the people in charge of the animals and so forth, and then see what they have to say. Will they arrange a better place, or will they say rather you keep it? So my brother Oliver, this is, you understand, the options available to you.
I think Sister Irene Ustad, she says, good morning Mufti, why do you all have to eat early in the mornings before fasting? Why not 7 o'clock in the morning? Why so early? Sister Irene, Ustad.
Sister Irene, thank you for your question and query. Remember that to understand fasting of the Muslim, we have to go to the Noble Quran, chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 183 and 184, 185. I'll just read the first one, 183. Kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba alal ladina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. My sister Irene, what is an examination? How will one become a better person? Remember, when we suppress our desires, the food is there, the drink is there, the spouse is there, but yet we don't take that while we are fasting. We won't touch the spouse and all that while we are fasting. So we want people to readjust themselves. So in that way, they will learn self-discipline. You see, my sister Irene, you have a vehicle, and now the agents tell you, you will see sometime with a very smart car, then it will come there on your car, that bring in your car for service, major service, service A, service B, and you know that's a major, major service, bumper to bumper, and then you know the next 11 months, 12 months, you will be okay after that major service. So the Muslim, he goes under the spiritual major service to learn self-discipline, to become a better human being, to become an ambassador of Islam. And if you only meet the Muslims, my sister Irene, which we should do in your area, you maybe have some Muslim sisters, just ask them of their children. The children are fighting, arguing with their parents. Wake me up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and they are 5 years old, 7 years old. Fasting is not compulsory, but the rahmah, the mercy that is descending on that Muslim home. Somebody is reading prayer, somebody is reading the Quran, somebody is crying to Allah and begging, petitioning Almighty Allah, someone is partaking of their pre-dawn meal. So that is the way, so that we can fulfill the fasting without complaining. And remember that we eat, فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ, there is so much blessing in it. And the Master alayhi salatu salam, peace be upon him, said, إِنَّ اللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. Verily Almighty Allah and His angels, they send mercy on the people who partake of the pre-dawn meal. Yeah, by us, for example, we will take the meal around 4:15, 4:30 and so forth. Durban might be earlier. So in that way there, sister, it is to learn self-discipline and imbue within ourselves the angelic qualities during the fasting hours. We will not be eating, drinking, fulfilling our conjugal relationship, and to manifest our love for Almighty Allah.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Port Edward, there's a brother from Port Edward who's a river. He says, I have a very silly question, dear Muftisa. During the year, can I perform Nafil Tarawih after Isha? Ustad.
Remember, my brother, it's not a silly question, it's a good question. So, husnu su'ali nisful ilm. Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when you ask good questions, it is half the knowledge, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So what is the meaning of this? That after Isha, you want to read Salat. So that Salat will not be called Taraweeh, it will be called Tahajjud Salat. So you can read 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 rakats, 12 units of prayer. So all that will be considered as tahajjud. So tahajjud time starts immediately after your Isha Salat, and thereafter you go and sleep 10, 11 o'clock at night. The best time for it will be you wake up 3 a.m., 4 a.m. nowadays, and then you read the prayer and so forth. When we study the Seerah Mubarakah, the life history of the Master, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Adat Mubarakah, the blessed habit of the Master alayhi salam, was 8 rakats throughout the year. And this was in the early part of the morning, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, depending on the season and so forth. And thereafter performing the Witr Salat. So that is the best of the best. But we are very, very weak. We are sinners. We are ordinary mortals. So if you read that, mashallah, after your Isha Salat throughout the 11 7 months. So you won't call it Taraweeh, you call it Tahajjud Salat. He Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, he Da'abu Salihin. It is the habit of the pious as servants and the devout people to become a Waliullah, the special friend of Allah. The person has to read Tahajjud, because there we connecting ourselves with the special mercy of Allah and the special Rahmah and of Almighty Allah descends on that person.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. I see we've got somebody from Scottburg. I am from Scottburg, Mufti Sahab. My grandmother's memory is greater than mine. She is my diary. Mufti Sahab, I am only 60 years old and I can't even remember where I put things. What simple English dua can I read for better memory? Sister Rashida, Ustad.
Sister Rashida, you must remember our daddy ma, nani ma, our grandparents, all of them, they led a simple life. Today we have complicated our life. We must have cell phone, we must have WhatsApp, we must have microwave, we must have this gadget, that gadget. Our daddy ma, nani ma, all of them, grandparents, they led a simple life and they stayed away from sins as far as possible, and you will see they were simple people, but they had the true love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, for Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the messenger of Islam, and for religion of Islam. Today me and you, we claim all these things, but we know most of the time for people it's a very hollow claim. So a simple dua, sister, for you is read Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu. Ya Qawiyu is Ya Allah, you are the most powerful. Ya Allah, you strengthen my memory, give me, grant me a retentive memory. Read that and then keep your palm, inshallah, on your forehead, and then you read Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu. Our Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, when we were very young, 10, 11 years old, we were becoming Hafiz. So we were not, I was not even baligh and mature when I completed the Quran with Allah's mercy. So he used to tell us, Hafizab used to tell us, that after the Salat, that first Salat, read Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu 7 times. The 7 times, and that is not sunnat, is amal, amal of the pious people. So the actions of pious. So do that, sister. Read Ya Qawiyu abundantly and stay away from vices and sins and television especially. So you will see Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will bless you with a powerful retentive memory, inshallah.
Sister Evelyn says, since God is great, she wants to know what happens to the Muslims in the prisons. How will they be able to fast? Sister Evelyn, Ustad.
Thank you, my sister Evelyn. Very good question. You must remember the Muslim, wherever he is, the love for Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is the greatest. You must remember at all times, all places, all circumstances. You know, in America, in your Gitmo, in your Guantanamo Bay, where they were torturing the people, where they are torturing the people, there's no due process. So those people there, they still practice on the Islam to the best of the ability. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us Surah 2, Chapter 2, Verse 286, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa husaha, that Almighty Allah has not burdened any person more than his or her ability, capability, capacity. So therefore our prisoners, yes, yesterday in my talk, my sister Evelyn, I don't have to fabricate things, but I said, my brothers who were there in the Sabri Masjid, I said, every day we must be from those people that we are feeding somebody or we are putting a smile on someone's face. And see what the Quran Kareem teaches us. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. That remember the true believers and the pious people, this month of Ramadan is a month of showing manifestation manifesting our love for Almighty Allah. So what must they do? They will be feeding the poor, that is the miskeen, for the love of Allah. Wa yatima, the orphans. Wa asira, and those in prison. So this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter number 76 and verse number 8. So my sister Evelyn, we are Muslims and we follow Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the only mercy to the entire universe and creation. He was, he is, he will always be. The Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as mentioned in chapter 21 verse 107, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin, a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So that is what we try and do. Obviously we are sinners, but we try and empower people at all parts of life, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim. This is voluntary charity. So the people in prison, they also will be fasting. They will try and practice according to the best of their ability. Allah make it easy for them, for our sister Dr. Afia, our brothers in Gitmo and everywhere else where they are in prison, and many a time the innocent, like in Palestine and other places.
Ustaz, I'm going to give you one more question, inshallah. I see time is up already. One more question. I've got a brother here from Amman Zimtot. I'm reading the question as I'm speaking to you, Ustaz. His name is Rakesh. He says, sir, good morning. Do non-Muslims get punished more than Muslims for telling lies or stealing? Brother Rakesh, Ustad.
Morning, my brother Rakesh, and thank you very much for your query. Remember, in this world, whatever a person does, the Muslim does a good deed, he'll be rewarded. You, a non-Muslim, does a good deed, he'll be rewarded in this world. A Muslim commits a sin, so that will be a punishment for him, unless he repents sincerely. If a non-Muslim, you must remember, commits a sin, so he also will be punished, but he must repent sincerely. So how will he repent? First of all, in Islam, our invitation to the entire human race and humanity will be that you work it out. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala blessed us with this faculty of hearing, seeing. I'm in Johannesburg, Moana Arafat is in Durban, you in Amman Zimtot, Evelyn is in America, and you see we all networking. So Almighty Allah is making manifest his power, my brother. So therefore we say we can't ascribe anybody anything to Almighty Allah. So therefore Islam does not allow any form of shirk, polytheism or kufr, that is blasphemy and so forth. So the non-Muslim will have to repent in this sense more, that he embraces Islam, and then he will receive reward in this world and in the year after. Otherwise there will only be reward for him in this world and nothing for him in the year after. And for the Muslim, there's reward in this world and the year after. Let me illustrate this point via an example very easily. Nowadays, you know, people got cell phones and 101 gadgets. You look at your calculator, my brother Rakesh, and you see a person, your son, daughter, you know, small child, they keep on knocking 000. So what value? That is nothing. So that is the example of the non-Muslim. They'll do good deeds, but nothing, no reward in the year after, but rather punishment. And remember, the Muslim, despite his million weaknesses, he's striking 00, but before that the digit is there, 1, 2, 3, 10, 100, whatever, so it becomes valuable. So what will happen is that the good deeds will be accepted in this world and in the year after, and then he goes to paradise, everlasting bliss and happiness and pleasure for him, while for a person who does not have that is everlasting doom and gloom. May Almighty Allah guide us all. Jazakallah khairan to the team also, and to all the listeners. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all, and inshallah be ready now for Ramadan. Keep your will ready, ask one another for forgiveness, and inshallah Monday night we must scan the sky for the new moon, and inshallah prepare ourselves for Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Honorable, respected فضيلة الأستاذ حضرة مولانا مفتي عبد القادر حسين حفظه الله.